Morning or afternoon or night or evening, everyone. God bless you all. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Messiah. Hope you are having a wonderful day so far. And even if it is not as how you have expected it to turn out, as you know your day, listen, in life we will go through trials, we will go through tribulation, we will go through struggles. But remember, we serve the only true and living God, and that is all that matters, despite what we see happening. So, in today's podcast, I have another word. If you have listened to last week's podcast, you know, I said I'll be releasing the word, etc., that the Lord has been giving me over a few years. As I stated, I've released them on YouTube, but now I'm releasing them on podcast because probably a lot of you don't realize or know that I also have a YouTube channel. But if you want to go and have a look, you can have a look because sometimes I post a lot more on YouTube, etc. But as I said before, you know, I'm just here releasing another word that the Lord gave me. And this was given to me on the 22nd of January 2024. And it says this: the enemy knows that his time is running out and he wants to take the souls of my children with him. Stay the course and don't. Well, he was saying, stay the course, my daughter, which was talking to me, but also to you guys, stay the course and don't get caught up in the distraction that is being unleashed on this earth. My people, why are you not heeding my numerous warnings? And this is it. The Lord is saying to us, despite the distractions, despite what we see happening around us, we must stay the course. And what is the course? Is to fix our eyes on Him, is to focus only on Him, to walk on the narrow road, to walk the path that He has given us to walk. Because it says, wide is the gate to destruction and narrow is the gate basically to Him, and few find it. So if you have found that narrow gate, stay on that narrow gate and don't get caught up in what we see happening around us. Because in the scriptures, Jesus told us that these things must happen. And it's like every day we wake up, something new is happening, but we must not be distracted. If we are focusing on the news, focusing on what we see, for example, on social media, we will lose our focus of Jesus Christ. So the Lord here is saying, my people, why are you not heeding my numerous warnings? Then he said here, you cannot fight what is coming based on your own strength. And this is it. When we see, for example, evil eye, the politicians, etc., they're thinking, because they do not believe in God, yeah, what they're doing, they're making so many foolish decisions. Why? Because they are not using godly wisdom. They are using their own man-made strength, their own man-made understanding. And God is warning here to say, what is coming, we cannot, you know, fight it based on our own strength. Then the Lord says here, come into the secret place and abide in me. And that's taken from Psalms 91 that says, he who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, you know, and when we come underneath his wings, etc. So God is inviting us to come, lock away ourselves in him, lock away ourselves and abide in Him and don't pay attention to the distraction that is happening around us. Because if we pay attention to the distraction that is happening around us, we will start to feel down. We will start to have doubts. And if we're not careful, the spirit of fear will come into us. And remember in the book of Timothy, what did the Lord said? He did not give us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. Then it says here, how I long to gather you as a mother hen gathers her chicks and shelter them under her wings from the storm. And that is taken from Matthew 23, verse 37. Then the Lord goes on now and was placing in my spirit, and I wrote, don't you know that I am the only one who can rebuke all storms? And we see it here in the book of Matthew. And quite coincidentally, I am currently reading the book of Matthew. And remember when the disciples, you know, Jesus said to the disciples, we're going to go on the other side. And whilst they were on the water, for want of a better word, yeah, the storm came, and instantly they were filled with fear. But remember, they completely forgot when Jesus said, we're gonna go on the other side. And what was Jesus doing? He was sleeping so peacefully. And this is what Jesus wants for us. You know, when the disciples went and said, Master, 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 don't you not care about us? We're gonna die, etc. And what did Jesus did? He got up and he rebuked the storm and said, peace, be still. And this is it. This is what the Lord is saying. Don't you know I am the only one who can rebuke all storms? So whatever storm you're facing in your life, you cannot do this alone. Because if you try to do it alone, you will become so overwhelmed. Jesus Christ is the only one who is able to rebuke every storm that you are facing in your life at the moment. And the same way he said to the storm in the book of Matthew, peace be still, it is the same way he will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. So even if your entire house has been blown down, you will still have peace. Then it says here, peace be still, says the Lord. Let me be your Sabbath. And we know in the scriptures, in the book of, I think it's in the Old Testament, when it's the Lord was telling the children of Israel to observe the Sabbath as a holy day of rest. But what Jesus here is saying, what the Lord here is saying, let him be our Sabbath. When we abide in him, we will rest. He wants us to rest in him. Then the Lord goes on to say here that so many are distracted, which is a plan of the enemy. Focus, focus, focus only on me, says the Lord. And this is it. So many of us are distracted. I need to look into myself as well. I'm not just bringing the word here and not taking what the Lord is saying here for my own self. Because there are times we become so distracted with what is happening around us. There are times we feel as though our situation is so bad. But God is saying to us, sorry about that. God is saying to us, focus on him. Why? Because he is the only one who can rebuke all storms. No one else can do it. He is the only one who can and will rebuke all storms. And I'm just going to read another one here. As I said in a previous podcast, you know, I've written them down in a book, but they are not in any like particular order. They're all over the place, and I'm just going to read them as how I find them in my book, in how I've written them. Because there are times when I'm just sitting and, you know, I will, you know, the Lord will start to basically download information within my spirit, and I just start to write. So it would mean that if I have a piece of paper, I will grab that piece of paper or anything like that, and then, you know, try to compile them in some sort of order. So the next word here that I'm gonna read was given to me on sorry, the 27th of January, 2023. And here the Lord is saying, arise, my children, and take your position. I have given you authority to trample on the snakes, on the scorpions. A move of the Spirit is coming on this earth like never before. Get ready for Masahatulu Yuku. Get ready for the greatest harvest. Get ready because you are all in my army, says the Lord. And this is it. God wants us to arise and take our authority. Why? Because he has given us authority. Remember in the scriptures, he says all authority has been given unto him. And he has also given us his authority. You know, I was also reading in the book of Matthew. I think it was a few days ago. And do you remember the story where the centurion came to Jesus because his servant was ill? And he said, come, you know, Jesus said to him, oh, I will come to your house. And the centurion said to him, no, you don't need to come to my house. Just say the word. And, you know, basically, he knows that once Jesus said the word, his servant will be well. And then the centurion went on to say, you know, I am also under authority and I have authority over others. When I tell them to go, they go. When I am given authority, I have to carry it out. But the thing here, what the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me when I was reading that, and I didn't even really see it back then when I read it the first time. The thing is this. The centurion recognized the authority of Jesus. And because he recognized the authority of Jesus, he had faith in the word of Jesus Christ. He had faith to know that whatever God says, whatever Jesus said, it will happen. Now, what the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me and saying that some of us, including myself, some of us, we do not understand or we do not know the authority of Jesus Christ. Because if we knew the authority of Jesus Christ and what he says and the word that he says, we will have more faith. Remember, the centurion had faith. And what did Jesus say afterward? He said he has never seen such faith in all of Israel. The centurion knew that the word of Jesus Christ has authority. Now, my question to you is this. Do you know that the word of Jesus has all authority? And whatever he says, it will happen. And this is where our faith in God needs to be so lifted. He said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes, and this is it. But are we using the authority that God has given us to trample on the snakes, to trample on the scorpions, to trample upon our situation? Or are we allowing our situation to define us? And I had to ask God to forgive me. Why? Because there are times I am not standing on the word of God, which has all authority. I am not trusting what the word of God says, and then I allow the spirit of doubt to creep into me to say that, oh my goodness me, have I missed it? Have I this? Have I that? Have I that? But I was not standing on the word of God, which has what? All authority. Not some authority, but all authority. And this is it. I'm just going to leave here because I don't want to go on and on and on. But my encouragement to you is this. Let us stand on the word of God, because the word of God is truth. Let us stand on God's word, because God's word has us. Blah. God's word has all authority. Not some authority, but all authority. Why do you think the enemy of our souls, why do you think the devil fights people who are out there evangelizing? Why? Because the word of God tells us in the Bible, it tells us that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes all the way down to the marrow, because the devil knows that once people start hearing the word of God, which is truth, they will turn from his darkness and come into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, he didn't use his opinion. He didn't use anything else apart from what? The word of God. He used the word of God. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And because the devil knows that the word of God is truth, the word of God has authority, he couldn't argue with the word of God. And what I am saying to you guys now is this. God is saying to us, telling us, speaking to us, stop, be distracted. Focus on him. Know your authority, because your authority comes directly from Jesus Christ himself. And when we stand on the authority of the word of God, no devil in hell can shake our faith. And I say thank you for listening again to this podcast. And next week, hopefully, I will come and bring another word that I received and meditate upon it. Think about it. Go to the Lord himself. Don't take my word for it. Go to God himself. Ask the Holy Spirit, is what this lady saying is true? Is what, you know, is she speaking the truth? Is she speaking from you what you have spoken to her? And the Lord will either say yea or nay. Remember, the Bible says, test every spirit. It doesn't matter who it is. Test every spirit to ensure that what the person is saying is lining up with the word of God. And I say, God bless you all. And as always, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I'm hearing the Father saying in my spirit, come to him. Come to him before it is too late. Listen, God is calling people, come home. Be like the prodigal. Put away your pride and humbly come to the Father's house. And as always, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the countenance of the Lord forever rest upon you and give you peace. And I say shalom, shalom, shalom. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. Have a blessed day, everyone. And remember, God loves you. Amen.